Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, this is amazing. We got to check out this clip of Pete Buttigieg completely winning over a few MAGA bros in the course of just a couple minutes. Now, I think Pete is gearing up for something big, maybe a run in 2028, because he's been doing the media circuit lately, and he's crushing it in exactly the places where Democrats need to be crushing it. I mean, for example, in the clips that I'm about to play, he is on one of those bro podcasts, and this dude isn't even inherently a MAGA bro, but he did interview Trump before the election, and he seemed to connect with Trump on a lot of issues. But the interesting thing is, Pete Buttigieg was able to win over the same exact group on a lot of these same issues, which shows that these bros don't have strong foundational political principles. They just agree with the last charismatic person they talk to, which means Democrats like Pete Buttigieg need to be in these spaces explaining what we believe. I mean, before we play this clip of Pete Buttigieg winning them over on medical research, watch this one that's going viral all across TikTok. Check it out.
And the first thing you do is you commute to work. And by the way, if you're on an EV, I want that to be affordable for you. Or if you're on public transit, not to get back into the subway situation, but I want you to have good public transit to get to where you're going. And then when you get to that job, I want you to be paid well. And if you're about to have a kid, I want you to know that you're going to have parental leave when you have that kid. And if you don't want to have a kid, I want you to have the right to choose whether to have a kid, which means access to birth control and abortion and those things that give you the freedom to decide on that. And if you already have a kid, when you pick them up at school, I want that school to be good, not having its funding slashed while they set fire to the Department of Education. And then when you get home, I want you to be in a neighborhood that is safe and where you can breathe the air because we didn't let them get rid of the Clean Air Act. And you don't have to think for one moment about whether the air you breathe or the water you drink is clean and clear, which actually takes a lot because it means the government has to constrain those actors that would make you unfree by polluting the air and polluting the water. And then when you go to bed, I want you to know that your family's going to be fine, even if it's family like mine, despite there being some Supreme Court justice who wants to obliterate your family because it doesn't match his interpretation of his religion. Like, that's the life I want everybody to be able to live.
Yeah, I think.
And I think we can deliver that.
That's fine.
One of them at the end said, clip that up, meaning the MAGA bro was like, that was some good stuff. It was clean. It was concise. It was relatable. It was punchy. That's a level of communication that I haven't seen from a Democrat in a while. And that's coming from a liberal, someone who considers themselves more Democratic. I mean, that was next level. That was a great explanation. The funny thing is, I was on a panel in DC a few months ago before I play this next clip, and I said something about Pete Buttigieg needing to go into the circuit. And that's exactly what happened. Listen to this.
Not even just about Joe Rogan. It's more about this ecosystem that he's created around him and the way that right-wing politicians interact with that ecosystem. So I'm sure most of the dudes in this room my age know that this Joe Rogan universe is like inescapable. There's Theo Vaughn and Jordan Peterson goes on Theo Vaughn, then goes on Joe Rogan.
And also, this Andrew Schultz dude is a part of that ecosystem. The dude that Pete Buttigieg is talking to is in the same ecosystem.
Say, like, if Pete Buttigieg went on Joe Rogan's podcast three times, he could probably undo a lot of the harm Charlie Kirk has caused among young men just by going out there. Pete Buttigieg, I love his philosophy about going into these spaces. I think Democrats, it's a broader issue here, but Democrats need to be interacting with these spaces. We need to be building out these voices, and that's why I love what you guys are doing. But yeah, again, the Joe Rogan question just misses the point, as someone said, because it's more about the people surrounding him, the people that he boosts up, and then the way that somebody who's just casually interested in health or like working out, then is
or comedy. This brings me on to the next clip. This is a comedy podcast, and they had Pete Buttigieg on. This part reads, amazing. In 2 minutes, Pete Buttigieg got Andrew Schultz to see why government research is necessary. This is why these conversations matter. A lot of the hosts and audience would never hear a message like this one, but when they do, it makes sense.
Goes into or is supposed to go into here in the U.S. is what then turns around and makes it possible for businesses to thrive.
Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, my favorite example is probably the smartphone. So have you ever noticed, like, in like talks or like whenever somebody mentions a smartphone, they like start to pull it out of their pocket or like, touch it. So the federal government could not have invented the iPhone, right? Like, I don't think any of us would want a phone that was like invented by the federal government.
That thing would suck.
That is like all of the design, the manufacturing supply chains. That's the kind of thing that corporations can do very well. Yeah. And Apple did it very well and their competitors. But what makes the iPhone work? Well, among other things, the internet. The internet was literally invented by a federal research project. Hmm. And it would never have been possible to invent the internet with a private company because you wouldn't have got the kind of capital return. Even though it's a $1 trillion idea or a multi-trillion dollar idea, you know, companies can do multi-billion dollar ideas, but a $1 trillion idea like inventing the internet,
right,
that requires basic research. And that's the kind of thing the government's supposed to do, among many other things.
It requires basic research? What does that
mean? Yeah, by basic research, I mean things that are so fundamental that you actually don't know for 50 or 100 years if they're going to have a return. They might never work out.
Oh, right? You can't look at it as this thing is going to be profitable. It has to be a benevolent endeavor for society.
Yeah, it's different from research on like a pharmaceutical company researches a new medication expecting that, you know, they're going to
have a return in the next, you know, 10, 20
years.
Right,
at least kind of within the kind of profit run. But public
parks is another version of this and stuff like that. You can't privatize the public park.
Right, this is the whole idea of public goods. Right?
Sure, this is
why we have governments, why we collect taxes.
God, we're turning into such libs already, dude.
But there's... He's being tongue-in-cheek, but I also have this theory that if you just have conversations with the vast majority of people, fundamentally, they're liberal. You guys have seen me go to these Trump rallies, right? And when I go to the Trump rallies, I just have this thesis. Okay, I'm going to talk to the Trump supporters as if we already agree on these liberal foundations, but I'm just going to word it in their wording. So there's a clip of me talking to a Trump supporter about Ukraine, and he goes, "Let's put America first, baby, no Ukraine." And I'm like, "Hey, listen, funding Ukraine is putting America first." That's a good example of me reaching across, getting my point across while using his wording.
There's a handshake, right? There are the things that only the government can do. And then there are the things that, the private sector can and should do. And, and they meet in the middle. But if you start shorting, and part of what really worries me right now about this kind of war on academia, and there are some things about academia that need to change, but the war on academia, the cuts to cancer research, the cuts to science research, this kind of like general anti-science like atmosphere that I think is emanating from the administration, like that costs us in ways that don't show up on, you know, a corporate profit and loss statement 6 months from now or a year from now. But in terms of whether a country, a society, an economy is productive and is growing and is innovating, that starts to really cost you over time. And if we're shorting that, or if corporations and extremely wealthy people don't want to be paying into that through taxes, that is, I think, a classic example of a kind of short-term gain that causes long-term pain.
Yep. Boom. Very, very well said. And then we have another clip of Pete Buttigieg. Also, this is the one that the podcast host posted himself. And this one is a little bit touching.
Around the time I came out, right?
This was after you got back from Afghanistan.
Yeah, right? Exactly. When you get deployed, they tell you to write a letter. I still have it in a drawer somewhere. It just says "just in case" on the outside.
Wow.
And it's everything from that you want your loved ones to know, from your internet passwords to like how you feel your life went. So I got deployed while I was in office, and I just took a leave, stopped being mayor, started being a lieutenant, and went into my other job, basically. I was a sitting mayor of my hometown. I had a beautiful house. I had good friends. I had like a good life. And that was part of what I wrote about in that letter. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, all right, but I'm a grown-ass man, and I don't actually know what it's like to be in love. And if I get back, I'm not going to let that continue. Like, whatever the implications, I'd rather deal with that than once again contemplate the idea that I could go to my grave not knowing.
Finally, the bros are getting it. Not all liberals are insane. Most of us aren't insane. Not all of us are eating babies. Just some of us.
But they don't have an answer. Their answer is burn it all down, right? If we haven't solved poverty, their answer is we're going to slash Medicaid, which is what the Republican budget moving through Congress right now will do, is slash Medicaid. Medicaid may not be perfect. In fact, I know for a fact, like many issues come up in the way it's administered, the way people have access to it. But I also know for a fact that if your answer to that is just to cut out a bunch of poor people, or VA, like any veteran can tell you the horror stories of all the times things didn't go right in dealing with the VA. But if you think the answer is to just cut it or privatize it, that's not an answer.
Right.
Like, we can do better than that. And I think my party's job is to make clear what that looks like.
Yeah.
Thank God. Such a great style of communication. Going into these spaces, pushing back, punching back. Incredibly effective. If you want to help boost this message and Pete Buttigieg's message, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. You can look up Pete Buttigieg on the Flagrant podcast if you want to see the rest of this. And really quickly, please be careful when you're on the internet. I've had people impersonate me and then steal people's information. So never put your info into a website online. Be careful with what Wi-Fi you even connect to, because people are trying to steal your information. And that's why I started using Surfshark VPN. And now I wouldn't even go online without it. Not only did Surfshark VPN make this video possible, but it's fast, it's easy to use, it protects you, and it encrypts everything you do online. So your private stuff remains private. private. The cool thing is one subscription lets me run Surfshark on my phone, my laptop, my tablet, my smart TV, no limits anywhere, and it protects me no matter where I'm online. So if I'm at a Starbucks connecting to the Wi-Fi, I can be protected 100%, and you can be protected too. Go to surfshark.com/mockler and type in code Mockler at the checkout for 4 extra months for free. That is surfshark.com/mockler. Use code Mockler and you get 4 months of peace of mind. It's worth trying it out. Thank you to Surfshark, and go protect your data. Thank you guys.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.